My father gone these 40 years. My father gone these 40 years, my mother gone 20. I remember the acrid smell of tobacco on my mother's rough fingers as she sat silently in a pre-dawn Texas coastal town, my head in her lap, the shortwave radio crackling with static. She strained to hear the chatter of shrimpers in the Gulf of Mexico yelling out to each other in Cajun French, Mexican Spanish, accented English. She stroked my 9-year-old hair, her middle-aged body aching, hungry, sleepless, worried, far from her roots, stranded in a strange, dry, totally foreign place. Her imaginings of my father's struggles with the sea and its weathers filled her mind. She knew all the while that even if he were safe, she and we would still suffer the poverty of the displaced and desperate, whose minor, occasional comforts were only, on shore, the cold beers and noisy camaraderie of the others, like him, like her, like us.